If you are planning on moving soon and using one of those rental trucks, lots you need to know beforehand. From the truth about your reservation to possibly hidden fees, we break it all down to make your move as smooth as possible. It could already be such an aggravating experience even without the rental truck. Let's bring in on the telephone tonight live Matt Heimer. He edits the Encore blog for MarketWatch.com. Well, when you're moving, Matt, it is, as I mentioned, one of the aggravations to get that big truck. First thing, the reservation. Does the reservation mean anything?
Very often it doesn't. I've personally been a victim of this back when I was doing a move within the New York City limits, showed up at a U-Haul destination and found out that they, in fact, had no trucks whatsoever, not only not the truck I had reserved, but no trucks for anybody. And the reason this is so stressful, of course, if you're the mover, is that often when you're moving on quite a tight schedule. You really need to be out of a house by a certain time. So obviously having to come up with alternate plans for your van is exactly the worst possible scenario. Now, to be fair to the companies that run the truck rental businesses, they have a lot of different variables that they're juggling, and as U-Haul executives, for example, explained to our reporter, Ian Salisbury, often there's some kind of a maintenance problem or a customer who hasn't turned a car in on time, and when that's the case, there's not a whole lot the company can do about it, but it's still a big source of frustration for the movers.
What about how much extra you have to pay? Where would those hidden fees crop up?
There are big variations in the way that companies do their pricing. U-Haul, for example, will often advertise a fairly low daily rate, fairly typical to see $19.95 a day or even $9.95 a day. But then they'll add that there's an additional fee for mileage. And those per-mile fees are really quite high, much higher than they would be on a typical rental car. Again, my experience with some intra-city moves, I found that sometimes you could be paying, $5, $7, even $10 a mile for these shorter trips. So that adds up pretty quickly. Other truck rental places, including Budget, have been relying more on what the airlines use, what they call dynamic pricing, where the price really fluctuates quite a bit depending on how much demand there is on a given day. But, of course, that means that, again, you can often find yourself facing a price that's much higher than what you saw advertised.
Speaking of the airlines, it is usually a good idea when you're flying to buy that ticket early. Is it also a good idea to book a U-Haul early?
Helps. And that's mostly because, again, similar to the airlines, what tends to happen is that the trucks, there are certain times when, quite predictably, the trucks get booked and there's quite a bit of demand. The end of any given month is a time when, naturally, a lot of people whose leases end on the first of a month or the 31st of a month will all be wanting trucks at the same time. Similarly, almost any moving date during the summer, you're likely to be competing with people who are moving either before or after college. So those are really times where, if you know you're going to move then the sooner you can get on the horn, the better.
What about when you're weighing between hiring professional movers and doing it yourself? You mentioned an intra-city move might be one such occasion. In the end, despite all of these problems, there are some other issues such as the trucks being in not very good condition. Would you still recommend renting one of these trucks, whether just throwing up your hands and saying, I'll let the pros handle it from start to finish?
I think that a lot of that decision really relies on, really comes down to the value of what you're moving. When I was younger, I didn't really mind throwing everything I had in a rental van, partly because being a younger person, I didn't have many things that were of much more than sentimental value. As I got older and settled down and got married and started a family and acquired, more sort of nice things, the idea of just letting those rattle around in the back of a trailer that I was driving seemed less and less attractive. So I think for a lot of people, that's the guiding decision-making premise is basically, yes, you'll pay more for professionals, but they might take care of your stuff a little bit better than you could.
Matt, thanks a lot. Talk to you the next time.
Thanks, Dimitri.
That is Matt Heimer. He edits the Encore blog for MarketWatch.com. We've been talking about some things to watch out for before you rent one of those rental vans, such as U-Haul offers.